Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's big show, Stitches, Lunch with the Gang, A Joke of the Day, and Donnie's Tooth. You'll hear that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chip.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Here's Tim Kavanaugh.
Jesus is just all right with me.
Yeah.
Jesus is just all right. Oh, yeah. Jesus is just all right with me. Jesus is just all right.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick had a story about a guy that got, was it 96 stitches or something?
90
stitches in his eyelid.
99
the world
stitches
of
on my face.
99 stitches on,
face. On my face.
Take one
got a letter here.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to get in your way.
Jeez. I am a rural mail carrier in Kentucky.
Love that Glenn Campbell song.
This guy got into it. He gives some.
Pat is on fire today, Tom. I don't know if you're picking up on
Pat
this.
Pat won't shut up today.
I ended up with, after a car accident, with 100 stitches and 2 staples in my head and face.
Love it.
Ouch.
My left eyelid was severely injured and had to be removed.
Big whiny baby.
I had a great surgeon. He was able to take a piece of skin from my chest.
Ah.
And create a new one for me. Mm. Luckily, there was no long-term effect in my eye. That's incredibly cool.
Yeah.
Reno, did you ever hear the story? This sounds
insane. You can't look at a ViewMaster anymore, though, right?
Right. And he's got a nipple on his eyelid.
Yeah.
Well,
I bet
could have been worse.
Read that, huh?
He could have been cockeyed.
Well, there you go. There's Joe. Right there.
The foreskin.
Put foreskin on his face, and he'd be... Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Thomas. Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, what
are you eating something? What's going on?
Well, I've been dealing with a bad toothache all week.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. I think I broke off part of my incisor, and I can't stop playing with it.
Oh, that's terrible, Donnie. You better go to a
doctor. Well, I was eating an outdated Zagnut bar, and I found when I was looking for the remote control on the left seat next to my couch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they call it a love seat anyways. It really ain't big enough to take it to Pound Town.
Uh-huh.
Although one time, me and Patty Ferguson shoved and loved that thing halfway to the kitchen. I was driving the sled so good, I think I made the All-Madden team. Swear to God. And she couldn't walk right for a week. You put a black light on that left seat, it probably looked more like the cover of a Hendrix album. I swear to God.
You're the man, Donnie.
But my taste has been killing me.
Oh, man.
I don't know if the nerve's exposed or if my taste's infected, but I feel like Chuck Norris is roundhouse my gums.
Man.
I've been trying to numb the pain with a handful of these ibuprofens and shots of Fireball.
Ooh, no, don't do that.
There you go.
Well, so now my tooth hurts, and so does my liver.
You need to get to a qualified dentist immediately.
I'll try. I know you are this, Tom, but you got to make an appointment even at the dental school.
Well, if you tell them it's an emergency, I think they'll let you in pretty quick.
Well, I tried going to a regular dentist that already graduated trade school, but he required insurance plus a down payment.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't like I'm trying to rent a houseboat on Dale Hollow for the weekend. I just won't get my teeth fixed.
Yeah, well, you've got to go to a dentist now.
Well, I used to go to Dr. Ernest B. Wattis, my childhood dentist.
Uh-huh.
Well, Ernie.
He was great. Then a couple years ago, they gave me too much of that nitro gas, and apparently I kept referring to him as the Wad Master and Dr. Big Dick Wad.
Dr. Wattis, I think it is.
They told me I kept asking this dental assistant if I could put a baby in her. So they were upset to the point they sent me a restraining order and a cease and desist letter.
It's cease and desist, I believe it is.
No, they insisted I cease going to their office. I'm telling you, the pain is just unbearable. Hold on. Oh, here are the channel lock pliers I was looking for. I'm just going to pull it myself. Hang on a second.
Do not do that.
Leave him alone. Let him do it.
Yeah,
do
it'll kill it. The pain.
Please.
I watch this YouTube video, how to extract your own teeth. This dude's screen name is DIY Dentist.
No, he's very good. Go to a professional.
Yeah.
Donnie.
Oh, boy.
Donnie.
Hello?
Did you get that out?
I'm sure
he'll be fine once he can hang up.
Oh, jeez.
Once it comes to.
Yes, please go to a qualified professional.
I watched a guy pull his tooth out in a bar
one time.
I swear. I was at a urinal. I was standing at a urinal in this very dive bar, and this guy busted in, and he goes, "I'm sorry, but I got to take care of this." And he looked in the mirror, and then he was messing with his mouth, and then he pulled out some pliers.
No.
What?
No.
Put him in his mouth.
That's okay. We get it.
I couldn't believe it. Man.
Dude, I'm not kidding. One time, Cable Guy, we had a trainer on the road with us, and Cable Guy was doing sit-ups on one of those fat guy balls with your feet against the wall, like the yoga thing. Mm-hmm. He used to dip all the time, and he leaned back. He reached in his mouth, and he goes, "Ugh," and he just pulls a tooth out. It just fell out.
Oh.
He's holding it, and he goes, "Ah," and he stuck it back up in the hole and kept doing the sit-ups, and the trainer's dry heaving like, "Oh, oh my God, dude." He goes, "Did you just put it back in?" And he just slid it up into the,
You probably know this, Josh. In hockey now, they have those tooth kits on the sideline. There are ways they can actually
keep them moist and keep the root
put
alive.
Them back in there for and then eventually save the tooth. But that's rough.
It was
anything with teeth. Yikes.
Yeah.
Go to a qualified professional, please, for God's sake. Oh, that's painful just thinking about it.
The guy at the bar said as soon as he yanked it out, he goes, "That's so much better." And to see the tooth, you would think, yes, I bet it was.
I can't watch that scene in the movie
Castaway.
Yeah, that's rough.
Ooh, yeah. With the ice skate and the... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's either the beginning of... That's either the end or he's going to turn it around after that moment. It's a pivotal scene.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Badass when he spears the fish, though. And
it sure is. Yeah. It only took 17 takes.
Yeah, I bet so.
Yeah.
Would you say you have a phobia about dentists?
No.
Pulling a tooth? I think you do.
No, I just don't. I've had a couple.
It gives you the willies hearing this.
Well, it's just unpleasant, isn't it?
Nobody likes a dentist.
No, I don't mind the dentist. I just don't like those shots they give you.
Ugh.
Yeah. You're only going to feel the first one. That's a lie. They put that first one in, and then I've got to start.
That pinching.
I've never had the gas.
Pinches a little bit.
Oh, I have.
I've never had the gas either.
I get the gas when I get my teeth clean.
Me too.
So does Chip.
Yeah.
I'd love that. Too.
You just stick it right in your nose. Boom. Giggle a little bit. I can't take the smell.
That's a rough smell.
You can pick a smell at my dentist.
Really?
Vanilla, strawberry.
What?
A smell of your tooth when the
powder? The gas.
The gas.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you meant the grinding of the teeth.
I did too.
Like burning tire.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
Why would you choose burning tire as a smell for anything?
Phone's ringing.
Unless you have a rubber fetish.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker again.
Oh, boy, you sound...
How are you, Donnie?
Spoiler alert, I got that bad boy.
Okay.
Yeah, good news is I saved about $8 at the dentist. I think I wasted about 90 in plasma. I'm going to go.
He's a bleeder.
I bet.
Nice dry socket. Next. Okay, well, Christy Lee, what you got?
Well, let's do our Corona hunk. How about it?
Worst calendar of the year, Corona hunks.
Yeah. Facebook stepping up its efforts to combat virus-related misinformation by giving the World Health Organization free advertising, along with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and UNICEF.
It's already down the road, baby.
Get out timely, real information. Mm-hmm. New York City is cracking down on price gouging on medical face masks.
Good.
Making it temporarily illegal to drastically increase their prices. Department of Consumer and Worker Protection Commissioner Lorelei Salas says... We'll live forever. As we started to see empty shelves and more stores charging hundreds of dollars, we knew the city had to step in to prevent price gouging.
The only song worth anything? Laura
Stop
and I,
it.
We all said know she it. Decided to check prices herself over last weekend and was charged a whopping $212.
That's ridiculous.
For a box of 10 masks.
Oh, 10? That makes sense.
By one merchant. Yeah.
How about that vocal?
It's an obscure stick song.
8 more minutes.
Did Lorelei say yes? Did she move in?
I don't know.
Oh.
I never paid that much attention, to be honest with you. Yeah,
not my favorite, that one.
Now the coronavirus hysteria continues. Now. What?
You don't like Lorelei?
That's not my favorite.
Which do you like better, this?
Oh, no. This. The answer is this.
Wow. Sophie's choice. $200 for 10 masks?
Yes.
That should be illegal.
Hey, supply and demand.
That's nothing to sneeze
at. Well, made this country great.
You know what, though? Chick and I were having this discussion at lunch. Where does supply and demand end and price gouging begin?
Yes.
Is it when people, if it's
when
from
people
the actual,
resell them?
It's just reselling. It's wholesalers, that kind of thing.
Let's say I was wise enough a year ago to buy 24 cases of fresh air masks, and now, sitting in high cotton or whatever you're saying.
Coming to your house.
Well, they're saying that the masks really aren't going to do any good.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah. Unless you're working.
I heard
at
you need to wear the mask on the back of your head in case the virus sneaks up on you.
Is that it?
I think that's very smart.
That's right.
You're supposed to.
You guys,
wash. The only thing I've read that everyone says is wash your hands a lot.
Wash your hands.
I've washed my hands at least 10 times this morning.
I heard Josh severe sneezed. Cases you grow a horn in the middle of your forehead. That's what I heard.
Josh sneezed in the room. Do you want to hear this? Listen to this. Yep. Your chick's talking. All of a sudden, Josh, listen to this.
I believe he said the... hey! Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Is that Corona?
Is it?
I don't think so. I mean, my...
Tom, spray him, will you?
No, it's just a little bit of a cold I got from my new Chinese foreign exchange student.
What's her name?
Me sick now.
We're laughing now. Yeah. Laugh at the morgue.
Laugh while you can.
When do you hear best of for 3 weeks? Sorry.
No. The coronavirus.
Do we have 3 weeks of best of? We better start. Okay, sorry.
Would you stop?
I'm just saying.
One of us will die, right?
Eventually. We're all going to die eventually.
Out of 7 of us, one of us is going to get it, I would think.
All right.
Right?
No.
The statistics are not even close to that. We have a request for something from yesterday's show. This is some audio from yesterday's show. At the very beginning of the show, I was asking about who our guests were going to be. I didn't have a copy of our green sheet, but I vaguely remembered. I thought that a certain person was coming in, and I said the following. Oh, is Greg Warren coming in today?
Oh, come on.
Jesus.
Fuck that guy.
What a jerk.
So where'd you take the jerk for lunch?
We had a great, restaurant, Cheesecake Factory.
We had a great time.
And I did the...
Let me give him a quick plug here. Greg will be Friday and Saturday at Springfield's Blue Room Comedy Club, since you
yes.
a-holes are insulting
and him. By the way, Greg is fully expecting to be heartily booed. So go ahead and do it. Don't feel bad. He knows it's going to happen.
However, he said if you boo him, you get a free t-shirt. Is that what the thing was?
I think so. The loudest booer gets a free t-shirt.
Didn't he say the free merch?
That is so mean.
He is so calling us.
However, Josh and Greg split the cost of lunch yesterday.
Thank you, by the way.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yes. Nice. Thank you again.
It was our pleasure.
Appreciate it.
There was it the five of you?
Yeah,
it was.
I was waiting at Ruby Tuesdays.
I did the
classic.
I did the leave behind.
Oh, really?
I left my wallet in the car.
He did. That's what for chicks like. I left, and then Josh goes, "Did you seriously?" And he's like, "Oh yeah."
I should have stopped by. Tom and I Reno, were right around the corner from you.
Yeah, we should have. Reno played a trick on old Greg Warren.
Oh, we did.
A little prank. Yeah.
What was the prank?
Hilarious.
Well, Greg had his jacket with him.
Greg got up and went to the restroom, and we all decided that, and Reno goes, "Hey, I'm going to tie his jacket, his sleeve." And I said, "Yeah,
hilarious.
And tie it to the chair."
Hilarious.
And, of course, Greg comes back and grabs his jacket, and the whole chair comes up. just pure comedy.
The classics.
Made
good. Sorry I wasn't there. Sorry.
You're invited.
Couldn't make it.
Were invited. What did you do instead?
I wasn't invited.
You had lunch with the old lady? Is that what happened?
Well, we knew you had lunch plans.
You told us about your plans.
Oh, that's right.
Tom said if I can make it, I'll be there. And then
he
made it somewhere else.
By the way, he made it
to lunch where Christy was eating.
By the way, did you hear what she ordered for lunch yesterday?
Crew Christy?
Go ahead, Christy. Fill the room with your order.
I remember the
order. Go ahead.
I had cauliflower fried rice.
Come on!
Trying,
Are you
chick.
Kidding me?
You know.
I had the Cuban breakfast, Christy. I went to the same restaurant.
Yes, Cuban. That's what you
always
order
get
there.
The Cuban.
No, but I was trying something different.
Get the Cuban, no cheese, extra avocado.
Step out of my comfort zone.
The Cuban with pesto. And
I got double pesto and double avocado. And
I love the Cuban.
Hunk of,
they don't serve it on a plate. It's a little raft.
That's very nice.
Hunk of pork belly.
Like a sushi boat.
Yeah, and if the pork belly touches the plate, they get to stay here. Something like that. I'm not sure.
You get the gluten-free Cuban, or you get to go for the full?
Okay, that's a great joke.
I'm sorry.
The gluten, no, I don't have whatever it is, celiac, that a lot of people think they have that they don't.
How do you even make cauliflower rice? What the hell is that?
They make cauliflower rice.
It's fake rice made out of cauliflower.
Made out of cauliflower.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Why don't you just chop up the cauliflower and call it rice?
That's what they do.
That's
what they do.
Oh, it's not even rice?
No.
No,
it's cauliflower that looks like rice.
Very finely diced
rice. What's wrong with rice now? Why can't we eat rice?
Honestly, not many carbs.
Christy, the other place you go, I know you like to get it with a side of gravel and dirt.
This woman goes to a movie and gets popcorn without butter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I do. That's what I did.
I often do that myself.
I'm skeptical.
And if I get a soft,
always the shot.
Boom.
Always the dig.
Boom. Just gets a venti butter cup.
I overdid it.
Did I have an extra cup and a straw? I'm just going to put that fake butter in there.
For years, because I worked at movie theaters for years, and I had a lot of that butter flavored topping.
Right.
And now it kills my stomach. For whatever reason, I can't do it. So I think I overdid it in my 20s.
I see. Okay.
Well. Wait a minute. Hang on. I'm being told I've had cauliflower rice and I really liked it. So
I also, if I get a soft pretzel, I scrape the salt off.
So do I.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I just like the bread flavor. I just like
Wait
the
a minute. Too. You're supposed to host a show called Learn How to Eat and you're scraping salt off pretzels?
It's why we haven't had an episode yet. There have been some behind the scenes arguments.
Well, I want to school Reno. As you know, Mace is our engineer, Reno, but also he is the master of the joke format. These jokes. Not jokes. These are more observations about contemporary culture.
Here we go.
Mace Cosby.
My line is yesterday. What are the Rolling Stones better at than, say, the Bee Gees?
Hmm.
Staying alive.
Okay.
He's excellent joke. Stepped
factual.
On.
Factual.
Stepped on.
Yeah, there's only one BG left.
See, Staying Alive was a Bee Gees hit.
Right.
And yet,
for those of you not
two
on
of
TV,
the three Bee Gees are not with us anymore,
sadly.
You need
sadly. To get the VIP and you need to watch the show on YouTube because... The way he went, Staying Alive, where he raised his arms, that for me sold it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Let's try it again.
You're going to tell us the joke again?
Yeah, I want to see if we can get a better take on it. Hey, so give a joke for us today.
Well, I learned something yesterday.
Oh.
What are the Rolling Stones better at than, say, the Bee Gees?
I don't know.
Staying Alive.
The timing is better.
He did the quick hand raise.
All right, let's do it one more time and take just a second more of a beat before you answer.
No, I think you the first time the beat was too long.
No, I
liked the beat the first time.
No, because then chimes in.
Christy,
I don't know.
I don't know.
You asked a question.
Talking about cauliflower rice over the.
Well, you know,
is this a radio show? Are we on the air right now?
Let him try it.
What are the Rolling Stones better at than, say, the Bee Gees?
Staying Alive.
Thank you, Josh.
That's bad teamwork.
That's a home run, baby.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.